Hey everybody, today's community question comes from Anonymous. Deanna, I've been seeing the same guy for about 3 weeks. Everything's been going great, except he hasn't always been replying to my texts or calling me when he says he's going to. I don't know what to do. Is he pulling away because he doesn't like me? What do you suggest? So this is a really great question, especially if you've been together for about 3 weeks, things are progressing, and then to see an abrupt shift in communication. My first question to ask is just that, like, has it been drastically different than the communication up to this point? Or is it just heightened because you've been together so long? That's something to consider. So the way communication begins is generally not as a hard and fast rule, but generally the way it continues. So if somebody rarely texts you back in the beginning, they're probably going to continue doing that, or the opposite. If you've requested a phone call or to speak a little bit more, like in person, and they're not able to, meet you there, then that just may be the way they roll, and you have to make a decision within yourself what you're comfortable with. So the advice would be to first communicate what it is that you would like to see without being demanding or, having the other person be on the defensive. So, hey, I would really like it if we could talk at least 3 times a week on the phone. So just kind of putting out there what you desire. It would make me really happy to speak with you on text, at least once a day to make sure that we say hello to each other or whatever it is. Okay. So you want to be in integrity with yourself. Because if you're not saying anything and you're really pissed off and you're acting like everything's okay, when you do get together, that's not fair to the other person. So communicate your desires. And then 2 is to be willing to, release yourself, right, from that connection. If it's not working for you anymore and they are unable to, do what they say they're going to do, there's a certain strength to getting to that point. I don't know where you're at in your own process, but when somebody is unable to match their words and actions on a consistent basis, it's not personal, although it feels that way. However, this is a pattern that probably has continued through other parts of their life. And it's just a matter of, do you want to deal with it? Are you comfortable tolerating that or not? And know that if you do choose to walk away, that there will be somebody else that may have more of a communication style match for you. But I'd love to hear from you from our community. Have you ever encountered this? What would you suggest? Leave a comment. And as always, thank you so much for being a part of my community. If you would like more and you're not already subscribed to the newsletter, go ahead and check out thedancinggoddess.com. And I'd love to send you a free gift, 7 things that are blocking your heart's desire. All right, everybody, take care and I will talk to you soon.